Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
1 Thessalonians 4:14. So we believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. Have you ever been in a game that felt completely lost? Sport is full of moments where things look finished and then something changes. The resurrection of Jesus begins in a moment that looked completely hopeless. Jesus had died. Darkness had fallen as he hung on the cross. His body was placed in a tomb and a heavy stone sealed the entrance. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, we're told some women walked to the tomb. They weren't expecting a miracle. They were simply going to honour a dead body. When Peter and John took part in one of the first recorded competitive foot races, John 1, he'd want us to know, they were not expecting a resurrection either. The resurrection reminds us that stories can begin in deep darkness and end in glorious light. When John reached the tomb and looked inside, something changed for him. John believed at that moment that Jesus had risen from the dead because of what he saw. He saw that the tomb was not empty, in the way you might expect if someone had stolen the body. The strips of linen were still lying there, along with the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. Everything there was still in place. It was as if Jesus had simply passed through them. John saw this. He saw the tomb was not empty, and he believed. Jesus had not just been resuscitated, he'd been resurrected. Later, the disciples would see him, speak with him, they'd even eat with him. His body was real and physical, yet it was also transformed. People sometimes took a moment to recognise him. He could appear in locked rooms, pass through walls. It was the same Jesus, but with a new kind of life, a resurrected, transformed body. Like a caterpillar entering a cocoon and emerging as a butterfly, something extraordinary had happened. Jesus had passed through death into new life. But why does this give us hope this game day? Well, because the resurrection of Jesus is not just about him, it's about us too. As we read, Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 4:14, "For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him." This is the promise for everyone who trusts in Jesus. Just as he rose, we too will rise. One day we will have new bodies and live with him forever. The Bible tells that Jesus will return to rule in a new heaven and a new earth, a place where there'll be no more crying and suffering or pain. Imagine sport in a world like this. Playing, competing, running, creating, completely free from sin and all its effects. It's almost unimaginable. But it's the future the resurrection promises. And the destination always changes how we live in the journey. The finish line coming into view changes how we run. I ran a half marathon last year without as much training in my legs as I needed. It was painful. But as I began to enter the finishing area, I saw and could hear the end in sight. My family were cheering me on. The finish line was close. So I stopped grimacing. I picked up my pace and I excitedly ran to the finish line. I knew it was nearly over, that my pain was momentary, and it transformed my emotions. The resurrection gives us that kind of hope. If Jesus really rose from the dead, the future is secure. One day Jesus will return and renew this world. Those who trust him will be raised to new life with him and with new bodies in a restored creation. That means the struggles of today aren't the end of the story. Just as a halftime team talk can turn the game around, the resurrection is a reminder that your story isn't over, even when things look lost. The resurrection tells us that darkness doesn't get the final whistle. So whatever today holds, pressure, disappointment, injury, defeat, remember this, because Jesus rose, your story is heading somewhere glorious. So go play. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you that you turn darkness into light, death into life. You are sin forgiven, life-giving, resurrection-offering, glorious God, and we marvel that you offer this all to us, even though we don't deserve it. Help us today to live with a solid and secure hope, with the ultimate goal in view. May this transform how I play and interact with people around me today. Amen.
Finally, take a few minutes now to pray for those in your club or team who don't yet know Jesus. Pray that you'd have an opportunity to speak to them about Jesus this game day. Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.